podcast cooking puns spice up your humor in the kitchen. Giggles with Gina. Hey there, pun lovers. Welcome back to Pun Intended, the podcast where we tickle your funny bone with the best puns and jokes around. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, the humorist behind mathjokes.net. Today, we're diving into the deliciously funny world of cooking puns. So grab your spatula and let's stir up some laughs. Why did the chef bring a ladder to the kitchen? Because he wanted to reach the high stakes. And speaking of high stakes, let's kick things off with some utensil chuckles. Why did the mixer start singing? Because it was feeling wistful. What do you call a kitchen full of knives? A cutting edge place. These puns are sure to make you chuckle every time you cook. Now, let's talk about some food for thought with global cuisine puns. You're one in a melon. Talk about a delicious meal. Life is what you bake it. Don't go bake in my heart. I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. These puns bring international fun to your kitchen and are perfect for any culinary adventure. Ready for some breadwinner puns? You're the yeast I can do. I'm on a roll with these puns. Don't loaf around. Let's bake. I don't know what I'd do without you. Rye, so serious? Let's have some fun. These puns will surely rise to the occasion during your baking sessions. Giggles Magina. How about some super puns? Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the soup bowl. What soup does a spy prefer? Leek soup. Why was the broth always calm? It knew how to simmer down. These liquid laughs will add some fun to your soup making sessions. And now let's meet the puns. Why did the steak go to therapy? It couldn't cut to the chase. Chicken jokes are good, but beef jokes are rare. Why did the pig join a gym? To get a little more hamstring. These meaty puns will spice up your meat cooking adventures. For all the veggie lovers out there, here are some plant-based puns. What did the lettuce say to the celery? Lettuce romaine, friends. Why did the mushroom get invited to all the parties? Because he's a fungi. What do you call a stolen yam? A hot potato. These veggie vibes will keep your kitchen humor fresh and green. Let's not forget dessert delights. Why did the cookie go to the doctor? It felt crumbly. What do you call a cake that's a little under the weather? Feeling a bit batter. Why do ice cream cones make great journalists? They always get the scoop. These sweet puns will add a sprinkle of humor to your dessert making. And for a refreshing finish, here are some beverage bonanza puns. What did the coffee say to its date? You mocha me happy. Why did the tea bag go to therapy? It couldn't steep its feelings inside. These puns are perfect for sipping and smiling. Cooking can be chaotic, but with a bit of humor, you can turn any mishap into a moment of joy. So, the next time you burn the midnight oil or go stir crazy, remember these jokes and have a laugh. That's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. I hope these cooking puns have added a dash of humor to your culinary adventures. Don't forget to share these puns with your friends and family. For more laughs, visit mathjokes.net. Until next time, keep cooking and keep laughing.